All right, I'm gonna try recording this. I'm currently walking through the woods near my home in rural Quebec, in the eastern township of Quebec. I'm here, today is April 6th, 2024. I've come out to this country place to see the total eclipse. Half of totality here, so I've got family coming to visit in California, my brother and his friends, we've got two other friends from Montreal coming, three friends, my kids, my wife. It's going to be a nice time, I hope. I've never seen a total eclipse before. My son and I saw a partial eclipse in 2017. Actually, quite near here, on Mont Mégantic at the observatory there. That was also a great experience. He was 11 at the time, I guess. Nine. Still remembers it fondly. So it was quite impressive. And I saw another partial eclipse. In Montreal, there's a great, I want to call it a program, but it's just this one guy called Plateau Astronomy. Plateau is the name of my neighborhood in Montreal. He organized an eclipse watching. There was a partial eclipse that happened like at 6 a.m. Barely see it from the side of Mont Royal, which is the mountain, more like a big hill, but mountain in the center of the island of Montreal. That was pretty impressive. I went to that by myself. Nobody else wanted to get up at 5 a.m. to go see it. But I was in a big group of strangers. Didn't know anybody else there. It was pretty impressive, kind of amazing to see. So I'm looking forward to the total eclipse. I hope to maybe tell you more about it after it happens. So what else is going on with me? One thing that's been pretty important for me over the last week, actually the last couple months, is I've been talking to friends, allies, colleagues about forming a Fediverse Association or Fediverse Foundation. The idea being, well, for those of you who are listening to this on the Fediverse who don't know what the Fediverse is, impressive, cool. The Fediverse is a network of networks, connected social networks. Many of which run on Mastodon, the open source software, another like five or six dozen open source packages, but increasingly commercial services like WordPress.com, Meta Threads, Flipboard, Medium has a site up, so Mozilla. So there's a lot of work going in on this area, but there's not really a coordinating organization. It's kind of haphazard. And our goal is to kind of make that process happen a little faster, a little more directly, do outreach, do explainers, case studies, give people an idea of what the Fediverse is really about. So I'm pretty excited about this. I've got a couple of great co-founders, we're hoping to do something. I did a big fact-finding process at the Fedi Forum a few weeks ago. Got a lot of good feedback, and really looking to see something happen. So if you are interested in the Fediverse, watch this space. Hopefully we're going to have some good news coming up soon. What other news from the Fediverse do I have? One thing that's really cool from last week, the President of the United States, his name's Joe Biden. Many of you probably have heard of him. He has an account on Facebook, Meta Threads, and he enabled federation on it, meaning you can follow the President of the United States from any Fediverse-enabled social network. I think this might be the first head of state. There may be others, but first head of state with a personal account. I think it's a good move. Hopefully we'll see more. When he announced it, it was a pretty exciting moment for a lot of people on the Fediverse. Another bit of work that happened this week is we have been working pretty hard at the W3C, the social community group at the W3C, making better formalizations of profiles for Activity Pub. Activity Pub is the protocol that's used to tie together all these social networks, and the definition, the main definition for it, specification, was made by W3C, but there's been kind of a collection of usage by different projects where they had to kind of put together Activity Pub plus other standards in order to actually get things working. So we've got one report called Activity Pub and Webfinger, which is now a formal draft. We have another one that is called Activity Pub and HTTP Signature. We've got another draft. And it looks like we're going to be having a couple more documents coming out. So the W3C social community group is really kind of putting some real momentum into making new reports. So I'm pretty happy about that. Another thing that happened in the Activity Pub space this week, a group of folks who do work on forum software and what's called link sharing software. So I think a classic example is Reddit, but also in the Fediverse, there are projects like Lemmy and Kaven. They came together to form a task force at the W3C to standardize the way that they use Activity Pub. So it's kind of like a special refinement of Activity Pub specifically for this kind of site. And I think that is extremely cool because it does help move that process forward. Hopefully we see more forums, more news sites interacting. It'd be really wonderful to have your own, you know, kind of Reddit-like server, and you can join and participate in groups on dozens or hundreds of servers across the internet. I think it's a really cool format. Hey, we could maybe even get Reddit to support the standard. We could follow Reddit services from elsewhere. What else is going on in my life? My day job, sounds kind of funny, my day job is working for an open source nonprofit who makes software to fight climate change. Our big project is called City Catalyst, which is a greenhouse gas accounting software specifically for cities. Cities are a really important part of transition to net zero, but They are generating about 75-80% of global emissions, but only about 5-10% are actually tracking their emissions in a good way. So we're trying to make software that helps them do that. And we had a big release this week, and a pilot city is using our software in Mendoza, Argentina, which is cool. Hopefully we're going to be having more pilot cities coming on this year, trying it out. Our definition of a city shows about 100,000 cities worldwide, big, small, in between. So we still have a lot to cover, a lot of cities to reach, but we think that there's a great opportunity here. It was cool to see people actually really using our software. We've been about 6 months working on this software, and nice to actually see it in use. What else is going on? Well, we had a big snowstorm in Montreal where I live. Pretty deep, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 centimeters, I think. It melted fast, but it was a big snowstorm for this area in April. Which is funny because I was just starting to think about what I need to do in my garden for my different plants. I have about 60 grapes in my vineyard, grapevine. Wondering if I need to start mulching those. And there's snow on the ground again, so I think it's going to be another week or more before I need to worry about prepping up the soil for my grapes or anything else in my garden. So we'll see. We'll see what happens then. I think it's been a good recording. If you have any thoughts, things you want to know about, feel free to reply to this, and I'll see if I can answer them in my next recording. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.